George Miller from the legendary group, the Irish Rovers, joining us on the line. Hey, George.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. You know what? I always love talking with up-and-coming music acts, but it's so rare these days to find one that has been together for decades. I mean, you guys started back, was it the 60s or when?
It was, we had first immigrated from Belfast to Toronto, and I met Jimmy Ferguson in the early 60s, and that's when we started the band as a weekend thing. And I remember the first booking was a folk club in Toronto, and we made $25, and we said, oh, we have it made. This is wonderful. So we kept going and going, and we said, ah, we'll give it another year and see what happens. And after 46 years now, we're still saying, well, we'll give it one more year and see what happens.
So, I mean, obviously there's a long history. That was just a very quick summary as to how it all started. But
yes. But
how did things progress then over the years? So that's how it started out. But then how did you all of a sudden hit the big time?
Yes, it did start out that way. And what you have to do in music business is you have to travel. You have to always be on the road, which we were for the first, eight or nine years. We would start through Canada, we would go down into California, and we'd go back through the United States and back up to Toronto. And in those days, it was all folk clubs. So every major city had a folk club. And, you know, you'd run into people like the Smothers Brothers and the Brothers Four and all of these great folk bands of the day. So that's how it all began for us. And it's a dedication that any young musician has to do. Everybody wants to be the next, what do you call him, Justin Bieber or somebody like that. But it doesn't happen that easy. It's hard, hard work. If it's rock and roll or country or Celtic, it doesn't matter. It's still hard work, and you have to persevere. And you also have to like each other. You have to like the music. You have to like each other. And it's like a marriage. It can be very hard sometimes.
Now, that's something that I was going to say, that it really is like a marriage, because you have to have these secrets, right? You've got to keep it fresh and energetic over time.
Yes, above all else, it doesn't matter if you've flown for 6 hours or driven a car for 3 or 4 hours. When you get onto the stage, those people who have paid to see you, they don't care if you have a headache or if you're tired or if your back is sore. They don't want to know that. All they want to do is hear your songs and have a good time for 2 hours. So you have to somewhere find that energy, and you have to keep doing it. If you're on tour for 28 days, which we normally are, usually there's about 24 shows in 28 days. Well, it doesn't matter if you're playing Saskatoon or in New York. They're all the same. You still have to do the same show and give the people what they're paying to see, and that's what we try and do.
Now, over the years of recording and playing, and maybe this is an impossible question, but can you pinpoint one highlight? Is there one defining moment in your career where you said, we're on to something here?
Well, it was, funny enough, it was the Unicorn Song. I know that sounds a bit like a cliche, but it was before we were doing an album of these sort of Irish drinking songs, and the producer, his name was Bud Dant, he was a big orchestra leader, he said, do you have anything different that we can put on this album? And we said, well, actually, we do. Every time we sing this little song, people stop drinking or chewing or whatever they're doing out in the audience, and he actually listened to this little song, and maybe we should try this. And we sang for him. He says, okay, we're going to record that tomorrow morning when we start the next session. We said, all right. So as we came into the studio the next morning, there is this young fellow sitting there, and it was Glenn Campbell. And he said, the producer said, he's going to play lead guitar on this song, because I think it's really a good song. And after we recorded the song with Glenn Campbell playing that lead guitar, we knew we had something here. It was that was probably a defining moment. Now, there's not too many people, and maybe I'm just making this up too, but you really can't listen to a song and say, that's going to be a number one hit. And we didn't say that, but what we did say was, there's something really special. When he added his little guitar, when he added that, it just changed the whole feeling of the song, and it made it really fresh. And so we thought there would be a chance with the song. We never dreamed it would sell like it did, but we thought, boy, if we ever have a chance to do anything, it might be this little song. So that was probably our defining moment.
Mm-hmm. And so you're still touring, you've got a bunch of projects on the go. We've got to get back to the music, but George is going to stick around, because we're going to talk more about the Irish Rovers right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
All right, George Miller from the Irish Rovers, still joining us on the line. Now, you know what I think is really incredible about the group is that the music is timeless, of course. And I remember dancing to Wasn't That a Party when I was a kid. I'm 30 now. And then my 10-year-old cousins love the song and know all the words. I mean, that's got to be pretty cool to see.
It is. And the other thing that is quite amazing too, and we'll be doing summer festival somewhere, and they'll yell out, "Sing, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer." And I say, "No, that's a Christmas song. I'm not going to sing it in July." So when they know your material and they sing along with it, it is a wonderful feeling, and it's that's what the music is all about. You do the music to try and get people to enjoy it, and if somebody takes one of your songs and sings it at a party or sings it in anywhere, well, that's how the music keeps going. That's the important part, is that somebody takes that song and likes it and does it. And it's also the same with the new bands. Like, for instance, the Great Big Sea, they're friends of ours. They're from Newfoundland originally. And they take our type of music and then they put more of a modern spin on it. And that's what sells it to the next generation. And that's why Celtic music seems to be, it keeps growing, because you get these young bands doing it and they do it great. It's just, it's not the same way we do it, but it's still the same song, only modernized, updated to 2012 or wherever we are.
Yeah, and I mean, for a lot of people, Christmas is a merry, merry time of year. See what I did there? You like that?
Yes, that's very clever. Yes.
But, so yeah, I mean, that's also pretty cool, too, to have such a recognizable Christmas song and you know, be known during the holidays as well. Because, I mean, when we do our countdown to Christmas every December, that the song you just mentioned, Grandma Got Run Over, that's a request every year, several times.
It's one of those songs, you either like it or you hate it. There's no happy in between. And most of our songs are like that. They're just fun. They're not against anybody. They're not politically sparked. They're just fun songs. Like, Wasn't That a Party? When we first recorded that, Ontario and Massachusetts both tried to ban it because they said it was glorifying drinking. Well, we had a covering letter to them saying, if you listen to the words of the song, it doesn't glorify it. The men in the story end up in jail for the weekend because of their big party. So I said that, and what it did, it basically tripled sales. So we thanked them both very much for that. The songs that we sing are just fun songs. And like I say, there's no big heavy message. Just life is too bloody short. Go out and have a wee bit of fun. That's all we do with our music.
Well, I know you're having a lot of fun, especially with on tour and then with the projects that you've got on the go. So there's the album, DVD. What do you have on the go right now?
Well, apart from the tour that's about to start that we're on now, it's we have another project in mind, and we're going to redo a lot of our older material. And for instance, people have always been requesting this little song we did 1,000 years ago called "The Little Biplane Evermore." So we're going to update that and redo it, and we're going to redo "Mornington Ride" and a couple of little children's songs that people want to hear. And we'll put it on sort of an iTunes rather than make a whole CD. We'll update about 4 or 5 songs and put them on our web page and all. And the people who are interested, then they can go there and hear them. So we're going to be doing that. We're going to be redoing some of our older material because we're going to retire in about 2 years from the road. In 2015 marks our 50th anniversary. So we figured that's a good time to sort of hang up our walking shoes. And we'll still keep a hand in. We'll still put out the odd CD and we'll do special events. But the day-to-day traveling, it's for a younger man, and we're certainly not young anymore, and it's hard on you. It's the older you get, it's getting hard to do a 28-day tour, and every day is a different hotel. I know it sounds glamorous and fun, and it was when I was 16 and 17, but now that I'm, let's say, over 50, well, it's not quite so easy anymore.
Right. Now, so with all that going on, you mentioned the band's website, so that's how we can keep track of everything that's on the go. So what is the website address?
It's irishroversmusic.com. I believe that's what it is. I'm terrible with this stuff. I wait for my grandchildren to come over so they can teach me how to get on these different things and all, and how to send my email. I'm kicking and screaming with these computers. It's foreign to me.
That's the beauty of the internet. Well, George, I know that you're going to be heading to Winnipeg in the next little while, so hopefully we'll see you there.
And thank you for your time, and thanks to the listeners, and hopefully there'll be no snow in the next week or two for me.
Fingers crossed. The hits just keep on coming, and the dancing will be coming for years to come. George Miller for the Irish Rovers. A pleasure talking with you today.
Thank you very, very much. Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.